One halakha, the laws of Hanukkah. Well known that on the first night of Hanukkah, we make three berachot. Of course, Tadik, Ner, Hanukkah, Sha'asa Nisim, and Shehiyanu. This year, being that Hanukkah is on Nel Shabbat, Friday night, the first night, so the custom obviously is that we light before we go to synagogue, and then we come to the synagogue, and we light it again for the mitzvah of Nerot Hanukkah Bebet HaKnesset, Pirsumei Nisah. So the question is, when you light in the synagogue in such a situation, so what berachot does the one that is lighting make? So Hacham Avadia rules in Chazon Avadia Hanukkah Daf Nun Vav that the lighter only makes Ladik Ner Hanukkah. You do not repeat Sha'asa Nisim, nor do you repeat already Shehiyanu, because since everybody in the Kahal already lit the menorah, and you're only lighting it for Pesumanes of the Kahal, and they lit already, they lit at home. So therefore you only light the beracha, the menorah, with the first beracha that likder. You do not say on Friday night in the synagogue the subsequent two berachot, Sha'asa Nisim and Shehiyanu. Now this year, if the first night is Friday night, so that means the eighth night is also on Friday night. So in that case also, you would just make Ladlik Ner in the synagogue, but you would not make Sha'asa Nisim, because again, everybody lit before. Now let's contrast that to another case, where let's say you have a fellow that lit the menorah at home. And for some reason he lit it at home, now he's going to go, he goes to the synagogue to pray. Now everybody in the synagogue, they didn't light the menorah yet. It's a Tuesday night. He had lit it at home, now he's going to go to the synagogue to pray on a beat, and now they want to light the menorah in the synagogue, and they invite him. In that case, even though he lit, he can make all the berachot. Because since there are people in the Sibur that did not light yet, so therefore the berachot are still applicable for the Sibur. So there's a difference between Friday night where everybody lit, therefore only one beracha is made, to a case where the Sibur did not light yet, then the fellow, even though he personally lit, he can make the berachot. So Hacham Avadia brings an interesting situation that takes place in Eretz Yisrael, in the great synagogue called Mosayof, where they have many minyanim. It's a minyan factory. There's just one minyan after another minyan in different satellite synagogues. And the gabbai of that synagogue is Rabbi Abraham HaKohen, which comes to visit us from time to time. So Hacham Avadia writes that the custom in Mosayof is, a legitimate custom, that after each minyan, or in between, before they pray, Rabbi Abraham goes into that minyan with the menorah and makes all the berachot. Then he goes to the next place where there's a new minyan, and he lights again and makes all the berachot. And then he goes into the subsequent minyan and lights again and makes all the berachot. So he probably says the beracha, you know, 100 times a night because of all the different minyanim. Chavadiyah says this is legitimate. Why? Because each kahal is a new kahal, and there's people that, you know, did not light yet. Therefore, it's so many sa. So technically, the shamosh of the synagogue can light the menorah many times over on the same night with berachot in the Bet Knesset, so long as it's a new minyan and there's new people that are attending.